Number 47. The contract. As the village grew, there was a constant demand for more land, which led to an ever-increasing rate of deforestation of the surrounding area. The landowners of the region were delirious when a group of developers arrived in their deluxe motor cars and offered to help with this work. The landowners deigned to delegate a section of their land to the developers to help defray the costs. To mark the agreement, the landowners provided a celebration with all manner of delectable delicacies. Unfortunately, the landowners did not delve too deeply into the fine print of the agreement. This was quite delinquent of them, because the agreement failed to delimit what the developers were allowed to do or delineate the rights of each party. In order to speed up the process, the developers resorted to the use of powerful defoliants. These developers were quite deft in the way they sought to defoliate the area. In order to deflect attention, they engaged the Delta Company, which specialized in selling aircraft, and, on the pretense of wanting to buy some planes, they used the aircraft as defoliators to deforest the region. By definition, this was a deliberate attempt to defraud the landowners whom they had promised that no deleterious chemicals would be used in clearing the land. This delinquency on the part of the developers was to have very definitive consequences. Within a short period after the deforestation of their land, the degradation became obvious. The landowners' delectation was soon deflated, and they could no longer delude themselves about how their land had degenerated. By tradition, the land is like a god to the landowners, who deify it as the source of all life. To now see it defunct and dehydrated was like defrocking their god. The landowners became greatly dejected as they realized the delusion under which they had been deceived. They began to understand the delicate balance between nature and progress, but it was too late to change what had happened or to delete the consequences of their agreement. People cannot defy nature, and no amount of delirium or the promises of any demagogue will diffuse the damage that has been done. The delusive nature of the original agreement was to lead to a deluge of argument and counterargument that would go on for years while denying both landowners and developers access to the very land they had hoped to use.